On today's show, the Chinese finally crack into the American market with the help of Uber. Lincoln unveils the concept that many of us have been waiting for, and how Volvo plans to double its sales in the U.S. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 30th of 2015. There's been a lot of speculation as to when Chinese cars will come to the U.S., but if you live in Chicago, you can ride in one right now. Green Wheels USA has partnered with Uber to offer its drivers the chance to rent or lease BYD E6s, but the public is also able to rent the EV as well. Green Wheels chose the E6 because it's roomy, has great range for an EV, 189 miles, it can be rapidly charged, and the vehicle is already used as a taxi in China. Not to mention Uber likes the vehicle because it wants to be more environmentally friendly. Green Wheels currently has 25 E6s in its fleet, but it just met with BYD and plans to increase that number tenfold and expand to New York and other cities around the country. Lincoln unveiled something of a bombshell last night when it took the wraps off a concept car called the Continental. The production version will find its way into Lincoln showrooms later next year, at which time the MKS will be dropped from the lineup. Powered by a 3-liter twin-turbo V6, this handsome sedan shows a new design language for the brand that is more sophisticated than anything Lincoln has shown for decades. The bow wave or eagle wing grille is gone, signaling a new direction for the styling. Lots of interesting details abound, like the LED headlamp sections that are actually little Lincoln logos. The chrome piece that surrounds the taillights actually lights up and turns red at night. The door handles, or E-latches, open the doors with the light touch of the fingers. The interior reflects a level of craftsmanship we've never seen from the brand. There are 50 patents pending on the seats alone. Even the speaker grills show an unexpected attention to detail. And with an eye to the Chinese market, the back seat is sumptuous, replete with a custom chrome laptop that emerges from the center console at the touch of a button. Lincoln execs would not say much about the platform this car is built on, but judging from the proportions, it looks to be front-wheel drive, though all-wheel drive may not be out of the question. No doubt we'll learn a lot more in the months to come. And we'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
This aero kit is amazing to drive. Those were the words of Juan Montoya after he nabbed the top spot in his Chevrolet design bodywork at the season opening Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. As you may remember, we highlighted both the new aero kits from Chevy and Honda. And after this weekend's race, Chevy has got to be feeling good about all the work it put into the cars. The manufacturer took 7 of the top 10 spots, including the first 6. It's only one race, but it looks like Honda may have a little more work to do. Last year, Volvo sold about 56,000 vehicles in the U.S. The company wants to grow that to 100,000 annually. And to help reach that goal, the Swedish automaker announced it's going to build an all-new manufacturing plant in the U.S. Volvo plans to invest $500 million to create the new facility. The company says it has a short list of possible locations, but won't reveal where it will be built until a later date. And don't miss our coverage of the New York Auto Show. John will be on the floor of the show interviewing executives and checking out the latest reveals. That starts this Wednesday on our website, autoline.tv. Coming up next, a look at the Volt's controversial fifth seat. The current Chevy Volt only sits 4 people. But for the new model, the company added a fifth seat. But some were disappointed by its size. On last week's Autoline After Hours, John and Gary were joined by Andrew Farah, the chief engineer of the Volt, And in the following clip, he talks about how current owners reacted to the extra seat.
A lot of questions, controversy, if you will, about the fifth seat. But when we first showed the car in California, before we even had the Detroit Auto Show, you know, we had a group of owners come out, and we talked a little bit, and people said, are you going to say anything about the fifth seat? I said, no. I'm going to bring the people in and let them look at the car and see what kind of reaction we get. And this was a group of owners, right? And we brought them in, let them walk around the car, and as they're looking, one of them turns to me and says, there's a fifth seat back there. And I said, yes, there is. And, you know, then everybody's, you know, got head in the car looking around. And they go, you know, that's really good. For the time when I need that fifth seat for the short ride, to bring that third kid home, you know, from the football game, those kinds of things, that's just exactly what I need. And we kind of left it at that. You know, we're not saying you're going to ride cross-country in that seat, but it's going to be there for the times when you need it, and that's really what we're trying to achieve there.
And so, really, when you say fifth seat, you've got more of a bench seat that would accommodate three people in the back, not just the two people like the first generation.
Exactly, exactly. And we still have a nice, when you are just riding two. The other thing is we didn't want to compromise when you just have two people back there. We've still got a great armrest, great cup holders, accessory jacks, those kinds of things. So we still tried to make sure we didn't lose anything that we had when we had that 2+2 seating in Gen 1.
There's a lot of great insight about the new Volt in that show, and you can watch it right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.